Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome back to another great night of Astromind 2012, and I'm here with Roy. Roy, are you there?
Yes, Adrian, I'm here tonight, and I want to welcome all our callers and listeners out there, and looking forward to a great night. What are we talking about tonight, Adrian?
Well, Roy, I'd like to talk a little bit about astrology and the things that are going on with the sun right now, and with the shift of things that are happening. You were telling me, Roy, that that there's actually been solar flares coming from the sun, and what's your take on that?
Yeah, I keep reading articles on that, that, you know, we've been getting some solar flares, and somehow it's even caused these solar flares to cause different sounds that come from Neptune.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the electromagnetic energy, I guess, somehow causes a sound, you know, once it goes up against the solar flares. I thought that was amazing, you know, that, you know, how powerful, you know, those flares can be. You know, we were talking earlier that I feel that it's even affecting, you know, the energy fields here on Earth. You know, it seems like people have been a lot more stuff's been going on, almost like we're in a retrograde.
Mm-hmm.
And what are your feelings on that?
Well, a lot of strange things have been happening this month for Geminis. I just wanted to read what it said in the horoscope for Geminis, if we have a moment, and then we can get to some readings. Looks like we have a lot of callers tonight. It says that for Geminis, it's very bouncy, bouncy, bouncy. It's going to be hard to stay grounded this month. This will bother you because your deepest desires will get off their merry-go-round and disappear for a while so that you can rest. So to our callers, Roy, what message does that have to say about what's going on with Geminis?
Well, I'd say, you know, Gemini's energies are going, you know, up and down. And this could
mm-hmm.
be a lot to do with, you know, these solar flares, too.
Mm-hmm.
Not only that, but we're getting close to being in a Mercury retrograde again. So I'm sure that all plays a big part in it, too.
Well, you know, it's interesting, Roy. I was thinking earlier about what... See, I'm a Gemini, and I wanted to let everybody know, and it's been a really bouncy month for me. I recently just lost Social Security on one of my checks, and it's been really bouncy because I haven't been able to pay my obligations this month. So it's been really tough for Geminis to stay grounded. And I want to talk to Roy about what is the best method about staying grounded, you know, and getting in touch with your creativity. I was thinking of that today, Roy. I was thinking that I need to get into arts and crafts, either by making soul collages or either by painting or either by painting antiques. You know, and I'm thinking that helps to help Geminis to rest and recover from whatever's going on, is getting in touch with your creativity, or even playing music, like playing the piano or playing an instrument or some type of music, getting in touch with the healing of the energy. And why is it, Roy, that music has a certain vibration to heal? Can you share that with our audience, why music has a vibration?
Well, we know that music is, you know, when music's being played, it's at different vibrations, and we react, you know, we are at certain vibrations, so a lot of it is how the music affects us, you know, does it match, or does it, you know, all depending on the kind of music that you're listening to. Why is it that music so uplifting, you know, when you're down? Or if you listen to music, it even causes you to feel more calm, you know, depending on the kind of music that's been played or, you know, listened to, you know. It plays a big part, you know, in helping us to be more in tune.
Well, it's interesting you're talking about vibrations, you know, how there used to be a music that would actually help to realign you. And you were telling us that you were telling me that there was a guy that made an instrument that helped to bring everything back into balance. Can you care to share that with the audience?
Yeah, I just wanted to mention a while back I was doing some web surfing, and I ran into a guy that played music, you know, on a violin. He had a 7-string violin, and normally on a violin it's only like 3 or 4 strings, and with these other strings he was able to bring in higher frequencies, and with these frequencies he was able to put into his music more balance by listening to this music. And it was really, there was some testing that you can do to see how it would affect you. And it was something, because I practiced or showed this test to my son, and I had him stand on one leg, and when he would not listen to music, it was hard for him to keep his balance. But when I would turn the music on, it would give him more strength and bring more balance. It's almost like those energy bracelets that a lot of people are selling at the malls, you know. People are being affected by electromagnetic energies all the time, and it puts us out of balance. And so, you know, he was doing the same thing with his music and helping people. And it was so interesting that, you know, we're being affected by different energies all the time.
Well, really what I would like to do is for the callers, when they call in, I would like to read the horoscope for their signs.
Yeah.
I wanted to share with the audience about Geminis. But that's very interesting, really, about the music, because I think that a lot of people need more music in their lives. I think that it's a healing vibrational frequency energy that will rise up the vibration. And that's what we need. We need more than anything. We need to rise our vibrations, and we need to stay grounded. That's the most important thing.
I just wanted to mention also a perfect movie that people can watch if they haven't seen it, and that's called The Chronicle. And what it is, it's about these young teenage boys that found a stone that was buried up underneath the earth, or somehow it landed here on earth, and it gave them supernatural powers. And see, we don't know how that affected their energy field, but they were able to do things beyond normal.
Well, you know, what's interesting about that, Roy, is how they were exposed to radiation.
Yeah.
Because anything from the universe is radiation.
Right.
Or from another planet. See, we don't know how these planets, how they play a big effect in our energy fields. Like the solar flares coming from the suns, and the retrogrades that are getting stronger and stronger. You know, we don't know. But
we don't know.
Now that you talk about movies, I would like to share before we start the show is I would like to share that there's this one beautiful movie that I thought that was really great, and that was called God's Army. And this was made back in 19 something, and it was kind of it was an LDS movie, Roy, but I think that for an LDS religion, I think it was the most beautiful movie that they've ever made.
That's interesting, you know, how movies can affect us, how they have different messages in the movies. And, you know, a lot of it is, you know, how do we connect with the, you know, and that's all movies are, is allowing us to let our minds just sort of become, you know, part of that movie or those characters that are in the movie. And I think that's why Hollywood's done so great over the years, you know, that, you know, they've been able to make people allow them, you know, their minds to go somewhere else.
Make them more spiritually
right.
aware.
Yeah.
Of everything that's going on.
Right.
And I also think that it has a huge impact on our activating our DNA.
Right.
In those dimensions. Just
and
like,
how do we know that, you know, we have a stronger connection to certain kind of movies more than others? You know, how do we know that we didn't spend a past life during that time?
Now, that's funny you brought that up, Roy, because now I'm going to tell you, back in 1985, they made a movie called The Amityville Horror.
Right.
And Amityville Horror has hit the box office pretty big because it was a haunted house that was a demonic manifestation. But I'm going to tell you, there was a part, I can't remember what part it was, but it was about a clock that these people bought in their house.
Right.
And the clock turned the house into another dimension, into time, so that the clock would always activate the house back in the medieval times.
Right.
And there was a kid that actually played in that movie, and just this morning I was walking down the road going to get coffee, and I walked past his twin, the same kid that played on that movie.
Wow.
And it brought back memories about Amityville Horror. And I think it was Amityville Horror 5, either 4 or 5.
Yeah.
But it brought back memories when he was in the house and he was the only one that can see the clock that would turn back time back in the medieval times. So I just wanted to share that was synchronicity.
Well, let's go ahead and get started with our callers and let's share some of this, you know, with them and have them, if they, you know, have any questions, you know, we could answer any questions for them.
Okay, yeah, sure. We'd love to hear people's thoughts and ideas. And we can also start with our readings. And let's go with the first caller from the 956 area. You're on the air with Roy and Adrian. Hello.
Hi, Adrian. This is Tony again. How are you?
Good. How are you?
How are you tonight?
Not so good. I'm a little bit sad because I know Valentine's is coming up and things haven't changed. So I thought
I'd
call
you. Well, your vibration seems very, very down right now.
They are. I don't want it to be down because that's like being negative, and I don't want to be negative, but I can't help it.
Well, you're not naturally negative. You're just feeling down right now.
Yeah, because things haven't changed.
Just having a downtime.
Yeah. I just, yeah.
But I'm going to tell you, wait, right off the bat, what I sense with you is you need to eat more healthy. You need to be around more music to lift your vibration, because we were talking about music, how music can heal and lift your vibration. Anything to lift your vibration is what's important. You know, getting your vibrational frequency at a higher level.
Well, I listen to a lot of music, Adrian.
And the best way to do that is by keeping your mind on a positive note, positive, you know, anything positive, a book or music, you know, keeping that vibration high and being
mm-hmm.
grounded.
Mm-hmm.
And that is the biggest hard thing for a lot of people is to stay grounded.
And what... why have you been feeling, why have you had these feelings?
Well, the person whom I have an interest with, I haven't been able to get he hasn't contacted me. I was just like, I know Valentine's is coming up, and, you know, I'm just a little bit surprised, I guess. I don't know.
Well, the main thing is not to look at it as a disappointment. Just look at it as a new beginning.
Mm-hmm.
That there's a new door opening up for you. And the universe is showing you something.
Yeah,
that you haven't quite seen yet. It's like a secret waiting to be discovered.
Okay, so whether you can show me if he's gonna contact me after Valentine's or something?
It could be a surprise, because that's what I'm seeing. It says it's an unexpected, pleasant surprise coming your way. That's the card
okay.
I pulled.
Well, that's a good sign.
And then I pulled the Seven of Swords. And the Seven of Swords is basically saying that right now you feel trapped in your own fear. You know, your fear of rejection.
Mm-hmm.
Like you feel rejected by this person because this person hasn't contacted you.
Mm-hmm.
And that is one of your big restrictions is putting your energy into that. You know, basically feeling like a victim.
Maybe I am the victim, but... I mean, I'm not going to look at myself like that anymore.
So what you need to do is right now you need to do some healing and some vibrational frequency work, lifting your vibration, being healthy, you know, and maybe do some affirmations and tell yourself how much you love yourself. You know, the biggest thing is the reason why we feel that others don't love us is because we don't love ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because we're not showing enough love to ourselves. So, that, when you start loving yourself, your vibrational frequency will change and people will start seeing the love that you have for yourself, and so it will attract people into your life.
Mm-hmm.
Because our thought is what changes our vibrational frequency.
Mm-hmm.
So if we're thinking negative one day, then everything, the whole day is just going to be nothing but negative. If we're thinking positive,
mm-hmm.
it'll all be positive.
I know, and that's just not me. I'm normally going to go all upbeating and kind of like outbeat about stuff. And today it's just, I don't know.
Today's just one of your down days.
Yeah, and I'm not used to feeling down. I'm used to feeling bubbly, you know, doing
mm-hmm.
things. And I have been working, I've been going walking, and today I did not go walking. And I was like, I didn't feel like it.
Mm-hmm.
So.
That's because you're putting too much energy into it.
I know, and sometimes it's like, oh, I wonder if, yeah, I guess maybe I am.
And you can't really control the situation, you know. You just got to live your life and just be happy.
Hey, Twin, my guides are telling me that she needs some energy from the Neo Cube.
Okay.
You want to go ahead and explain to her on that?
Well, how the Neo Cube works is it will lift your vibrational frequency. There are higher other Neo Cubes that's basically what it is. It's alien technology that opens up stargates and opportunities for us to grow. And when it connects with your DNA, it will activate things in your DNA to allow you to manifest what you want. Now, a lot of people, they'll meditate and they'll say, we don't need a device to manifest things. It's not true, because the Neo Cube is a generator. Okay, there are crystals in it, and there's different kinds of crystals in it. I'm not sure, but James knows a lot about the crystals that are in it. But the crystals are generators, okay, and it will act. It will generate your vibrational frequency. Generators are often known as bigger crystals.
Do you
want to
go ahead and help her with the Neo Cube right now?
Yeah, we'll go ahead and do that.
Yeah.
But generators are actually bigger crystals, like the one that you saw in Sedona, Roy.
Yeah.
The one that you were going to buy, that was a generator.
Yeah.
But Neo Cubes are actually generators that generate your energy when it's low. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you don't ever want to touch it. So we're going to go ahead and do a session for you to lift your vibrational frequency. Device activate and increase now. Device activate Stargate mode and increase now. Device activate Stargate mode. Mothership, mainframe computers to activate this manifestation for this lady so that she can heal and lift her vibrational frequency for her highest good, and allow no dark energies around her, only positive white light energy and love, that she can attract love in her life, communication, trust, and all the good things that come from the light. Device activate and increase now. Device activate Stargate mode and increase now. Device, we trust you completely. End session now. Okay, there you go, Roy.
Did you feel anything from that session?
I guess more relaxing. I just closed my eyes and just listened to what he was saying, so it's different. But thank you very much.
You are so
welcome.
And you know, anything that we can do to help you to, you know, help lift that vibration and, you know, to, you know, help you to get past and move things, you know, forward for you, so that things will bring a lot more, be a lot more joyous for you. And you have a very happy and joyous Valentine's Day. But we need to move on to the next person.
Thank you.
And
as
James says, happy traveling.
Right.
Okay, let's go to the next caller from the 310. You're on the air. Hello.
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 Hello. Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes,
and
we hear you.
What's your name,
okay,
please?
Hi, I'm Josh.
And where are you from?
Los Angeles.
Okay, and do you have a question for me and Adrian tonight?
Yeah, I want to... you guys are doing the tarot readings?
Yeah.
So I just wanted to get a tarot reading about just my... I met a woman, and I just want to know what you guys are feeling off of that situation.
So this is somebody new that you just met?
Yeah.
Does she have blonde hair?
No. She has
dark,
like, highlights. So, yeah, dark hair, but she does have a little bit of blonde highlights.
A little bit of blonde highlights. Yeah, I see her. She's actually a very, very affectionate person. And she's actually really interested in you, but she's afraid. I sense a lot of fear around her right now. And
oh, okay.
The reason why is because she wants to give you what you want, but at the same time, she don't feel like she's worthy of you.
Okay.
So you need to tell her that you're not interested in anything else but her love.
Okay.
To make her feel secure. She has to have security. And women have to have security. So she has to feel secure knowing that everything is okay, that she can move forward with you, okay? If not, then it's gonna be more and more distant between you and her. It's going to grow very distant.
Okay. Do you see this as being a long term type of thing, or is it like
it can be? It can be.
Okay.
But you got to allow it to be.
Yeah.
And how do you feel when you're with her?
Oh well, I mean, I feel spiritually. I always feel connected. You know, we talk for hours at a, you know, we'll go to any restaurant and talk there for, you know, hours. I mean, like 4 to 5 hours, you know, and so we definitely feel really connected, and we talk about a lot of different things. So good. Overall, I feel really good when I'm with her.
Okay. Is she different than anybody else that you've been with?
Yeah, definitely.
So... do you feel like she's your soulmate or your twin flame?
Well, I don't know yet, since it's I just met her not too long ago, so I'm just kind of letting it be and letting myself feel whatever I feel and see what happens, I guess. So I guess that's why I'm calling you, to kind of get more clarity on what's going on,
validation.
Excuse me?
You want more validation.
Right.
Let me explain to you how a twin flame would feel. You would know right off the bat. Without a doubt.
Yeah.
There wouldn't even have to be a word said.
Mm-mm.
You would already know.
So that tells me she's not.
Yeah.
Mm. Okay.
So being a soulmate, this could be something. See, when we meet people in our lives, they're considered part of our circle. I mean, you've met her in other lifetimes before. This lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of it is building up that you know, that trust with one another again.
Mm.
Because a lot of our soulmates, we were going through a lot of karmic, you know, debt with each other.
Have you had a lot of dreams about her?
Not really.
Okay, so I feel you're going to have some dreams coming up soon.
Okay.
Dreams, because my card I pulled is the moon card. The moon is basically saying there will be dreams, there will be visions, there will be daydreaming. And daydreaming is almost the same as sleeping and dreaming, because daydreaming is you're in a trance, asleep, you're sleeping while you're in a trance, but you're still conscious of everything going on around you.
Right. Well, I have daydreamed. So
that's the same thing. So you have had dreams of her, but you've been awake while you dream.
Mm-hmm.
But you see things. You know, you see your future. You see things that the way you want it to be. You have more control over your dreams when you daydream.
Mm-hmm.
It's like sleepwalking, or people who sleep with their eyes open.
Yeah,
you're just in a different state of mind, but it's the same thing. You're just more conscious and aware of everything going on around you. That's called wake hypnosis.
Okay. So.
And me and Roy know because we're both hypnotists.
Okay.
The main thing is, what I'm getting that you're still trying to decide, you know, where you want to go with this relationship. I mean, where do you see yourself in this relationship?
Right now, I'm just leaving it open to whatever happens.
Letting her, you know, make her move or what? You know, I mean, where are you going with this?
Well, I mean, we spend a lot of time together. You know, and that's about it. We spend a lot of time together. We talk a lot.
Do you do things together?
Yeah. We do everything that, mainly a couple does. Yeah.
Well, are you spending a lot of money on them right now?
Kinda. We have a.
Sounds like
know,
you're
we,
doubtful
we,
of her, though. That's what I sense.
What was that?
So it sounds like you're doubtful of her, like you're not sure.
Yeah. Or yeah, I'm not. Yeah, is there anything you can tell me about her, about more of how she's feeling, or why I might feel doubtful?
Well, the reason why you feel doubtful is because of the fear of rejection she's putting off to you, the thought, the vibrational frequency.
Yeah.
And so you're picking up on those thoughts. So it makes you feel like, I feel kind of rejected by her, or she feels rejected by me. She feels unworthy of me, so I feel like I'm not worthy of her. And then it kind of keeps you into that space where you feel like just giving up. Like, is this worth it, you know?
Okay.
Even though same time, on that level of love and vibration, you still have love for this girl. You still have compassion for this girl. And you feel like there's a void inside of you that wants to be filled. And, you know, you feel lonely. You know, inside. Like, you feel like there has to be something to fulfill my life. You know?
Yeah.
There's something missing in my heart. So, that's the emotion that you're feeling. What she's feeling is completely opposite from what you're feeling, because she feels that she can't give that love. Because maybe in her past life, or in her past, she didn't know how to give love.
Okay.
Say that she's a career-minded person?
Yeah, definitely.
Because I pulled a card on that, and it says that she has a lot of talents also.
You said talent?
Yeah.
Okay.
What I'm getting in my guides are telling me what she likes and what you like. Do you have the same, you both like the same things?
Yeah. For the most part, yeah.
So,
like I say, you're very compatible with her.
Yeah.
It's just she doesn't feel the same way you do.
Yeah.
So you got to make her feel secure.
She's looking at things in a different way than you are.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So it's more of a security or reassurance type of thing that she needs.
Right.
And, how do
and
you,
if she
how
has
do you,
to surrender,
how
she
do you,
will.
And how do you feel about that?
Well, I mean, it's fine. I don't have no problem doing that. Yeah, I mean, I feel open to it. I don't have, you know, if that's what she needs, then fine.
I mean, do you feel you could fill that void that, you know, both of you are, you know, experiencing?
Yeah, I believe that.
Yeah,
I believe that.
Well, the interesting part on that is not too many people like the idea that that they don't feel worthy of you because it's an insecurity thing.
Yeah.
But if you're understanding of that, then it could work out. I mean, if you can kind of bend to her heart that she's trying to express, to open up her heart chakra.
Okay.
And another thing, too, is my guides are telling me not to rush into anything. You know,
to don't rush into anything?
No.
Okay.
Because right now, the Three of Clubs is showing, and it's showing that she's not your ship coming in right now.
What does that mean? Explain to him what that means, Adrian.
Well, at this point in time, where there's a lot of inassurance of security, the outcome has changed where your expectations with this girl is your ship coming in, and it's not, because it's your future has changed by the insecurity.
Oh,
so
okay,
in order to change your future and for this ship to come in, you have to change the security.
Yeah. Huh.
Okay. So you can change your future based on your present,
based on
how you feel,
your vibrational frequency.
Yeah.
Right.
And then once you do, that card will, you know, flip itself over, and then you'll see a lot more success, you know, in your relationship. It's almost like a successful partnership that you and her are going to have. The main thing is you have to look at it in a different way.
Yeah, because you're uncertain and she's uncertain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's not really going anywhere because you're both uncertain.
Yeah.
So what
and
what
see,
you
and this is something that could have happened in the past, during a past life, and that's what kept you both, you know, away from each other.
Huh.
So during 2012, you know, and this is why you've met again, and you're giving, you know, you're given this opportunity to turn things around between the two of you. And
to work it out.
To work it out.
Yeah.
And once you do, then you're going to see things turning, you know, for the better. You're going to receive your just rewards, and you'll be successful with each other, and you'll even bring in a lot of money for the both of you.
Okay.
Some people are afraid to lose what they have.
Yeah.
And, I mean, like, for an example, I'll give you a good example. I just want to share it really quick. There are situations where one person will have a relationship, and there might be somebody that really likes that person, and that person will be like, I don't like you. I don't want to be with you, but I'll be your friend. See, that right there, that's security for them, because if anything happened to the one that they like, they're going to use they're going to use that person as the second option.
Yes.
And so they're not just going to leave you. They're going to keep you as a second option because it's a security thing, you know. And even though it's not right or wrong, but that's just the way it is. That's what people do.
So, So what do you, so do you, are you saying that's like what one of us are doing, or?
One of you are feeling that way, and I think that the reason why you both feel that way is because you're both uncertain about the whole situation. It means that the void hasn't been filled yet.
Okay.
And don't have those thoughts, because that will just sabotage the whole relationship.
Right. Okay. Part of it is where do you want to go with this relationship? Is it a long term? Is it a short term? You know, where do you want it to go?
Well, generally, I've been wanting a long term relationship, something serious, something of a partnership. You know, so that's what I've been wanting before I met her. So and that's still really what I want.
So it sounds like it's something that you want right away.
Well, if it's, I know it's going to be worthy for me, so I'm willing to wait if I have to, because of its value to me. So I don't mind waiting.
Well, you guys can't wait forever.
The main thing is, have you ever heard of this, and I hate to bring up religions, but the Mormon religion had a ad on TV one day, and they said, you don't fall into love, you work into love.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's the message that I have is,
exactly.
You need to
everything
work
is
into love.
Yeah.
Everything
so, you know,
work.
Don't try to rush it, because, like I mentioned, because when you rush it and you have doubt, and it just slows the whole process up.
But like I told you, you can't wait forever.
Right.
Because if you tell the universe you're going to wait forever, then you will.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So tell
right
the universe.
Right now, you've just been feeling some disappointments in your plans, and it's caused you to lose some money.
Say that again, please.
Right now, you've been feeling that there's been some losses, you know, some delays and disappointments in your plans.
Okay.
And this has caused you to lose some money also. By changing, you know, and looking at it in a different way, then you'll see that money will, start coming more your way and things, and you'll have better luck.
And that's another thing I wanted to mention, Roy, is don't let money become the corruption of your relationship.
No.
Don't let that get in the way.
Yeah.
You know, and it's almost like, let me give you a good example. If you were going to go do some gambling, are you going there to gamble? Or you going there to win? Because if you're going there to gamble, you're going to lose.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
A lot of it, same way, you know, what time are you investing in there? You know, what are you going to get back from that, you know, energy that you're putting out? Are you getting a return, you know? And that's, pretty much how life is. Yeah.
You can't explain to people about the law of attraction. You have to explain it in a scientific way. You have to say it's the law of physics.
Right.
And because that's what it is, it's the law of physics. And it will attract whatever energy you're putting out.
Yeah.
Okay.
So because if you explain it in that way, then people understand you, what you're saying.
Right.
Because they're not going to understand the law of attraction, especially if their religion, you know, if they have a religion, they're not going to believe that.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, of course, yeah.
So you're going to have to talk to them in a different way. You're going to have to even talk to your girlfriend in a different way so that she can understand what you're saying.
Right. Okay.
You don't want to scare her off, you know. with these thoughts and ideas. You just want to make her feel comfortable and make her feel secure.
And, you know, and bring a lot of joy and happiness, too.
And love.
Yep. Okay.